I think we've all finished a book that left us completely speechless. But have you ever read a book that left you wordless? This is Bookmarks.
This is Martin Amis, author of The Rub of Time. I nominate The Adventures of Augie March, Saul Bellow, 1953. With the publication of that book, the great American novel had found its true home. All the later attempts to write the great American novel, or to trumpet the great American novel, look very pale. It is a novel that, when you finish it, leaves you feeling, if you're a writer, leaves you feeling emptied out. It's as if all the words are there and leaving none left for you. I was talking about this with Salman Rushdie. We were saying how marvelous it was. And then I spoke to him the following week. I said, how's it going? He said, oh, terrible. I mean, I sat down today and there's just nothing there. It was just gone. Everything I'd written up to then seemed terrible. And I had no idea what to write. I just felt that I was finished as a writer. And I said, ah, you've just finished The Adventures of Augie March. I said, don't worry, you'll be back. And so it proved. I was asked by the Everyman Library to write an introduction to the Saul Bellow novel of my choice. So I reread it with even greater admiration, and then sat down to write this introduction. And I've never felt so, as Salman said, so emptied out and so incapable of producing even a sentence. And I don't know of any novel that has this sort of eviscerating effect. That makes it sound as though it's depressing, but it's not. It's awesome. And it's sustained, too. I was teaching a class with Saul Bellow in Boston, and our moderator said, we were talking about Conrad, and he said, it's a mistake to think that a novel is about something. And I agree with that. I think a novel is around something, but not about something. And then he turned to Saul and said, what's Augie March about? And Saul, who was by then very limited, he had dementia, it's not a secret, he said, it's about 200 pages too long. And I thought, well, maybe you feel that now, but for others it's about 200 pages too short.
The book is The Adventures of Augie March by Saul Bellow. Martin Amis is the author of London Fields, Time's Arrow, The Night Train, and The Rub of Time, among others. Is there a book that left a mark on you? Tell us about it at ttbook.org/bookmarks. I'm Anne Strainchamps. Bookmarks are brought to you by To the Best of Our Knowledge.